It's a very good morning to Clayton Douglas, who has Prince of Mursica going to the race today. Clayton, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Prince of Mursica stepping out first up today. First up winner last preparation. He's jumped out pretty well for his return to the races today.
Yeah, we've been really happy. He's had two jump outs leading into today. Yeah, like you say, he's the first up winner last prep at the track and trip, and we just thought we wouldn't change it. And yeah, I'm really happy with how the horse takes shape today. I think he's a little bit of improvement in him still, but he's forward enough to be being right in the finish today.
One runner heading to Flemington on Tuesday. Mimosa's going to step out down the straight in the Sweep of Essence.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. Obviously, he won his first start down the straight, and he probably had enough his second go last preparation. And we rolled the dice and took him to Sydney first up, and he just didn't travel very well, and it was all still a bit new to him. So we just backed off him, and yeah, we'll take him to Flemington on Tuesday, and hopefully he can run a good race for us.
And Bless Her went down the straight in the final event yesterday. Race shape didn't really suit her.
Nah, look, it was a little bit disappointing on face value. She seemed to have pulled up pretty well. We'll just assess what we do now. She's had the three runs for the preparation. If we feel like she's had enough, we'll just pull up stumps. But she's had a nice prep for us, and she'll be a nice mare for us in the autumn.
And you've been left in charge of the Melbourne Racing Club members' horse, the club leasing a Bel Esprit Tears of Time. And after 700 nominations, we've got a name for the horse?
Yeah, got a name, Bella Amore. Yeah, lovely little filly. Obviously, she was well bought out of Adelaide. John Foote purchased with Swettenham. And, yeah, she's a really neat type. She come to me and she only just had a light preparation just to get her surroundings and get her sort of footing with us. And we've given her a break, and she's sort of just been back in the stable not long. And I've been really happy with how she's furnished. She's quite a nice filly, and, you know, obviously we've nominated her for the Blue Diamond, so hopefully we can, you know, the dream's still alive at this stage.
And the members have also been asked to pull out the colouring pencils and design the most creative interpretation of the Swettenham stud colours of the green, blue and white that closed on Friday night. Have you had a sneak peek of any of the leading designs yet, Clayton?
No, they're keeping me out of that one. But, look, I'm not much of a designer myself either, so I'll leave that up to everyone else. But, look, I'm sure there would have been some ripping colours made up, so I'd be looking forward to see what they come out like. But, yeah, hopefully see them in the winning stalls early on enough in a career anyway.
Best of luck with the filly for the Melbourne Racing Club, Clayton, and good luck today with Prince of Mursica and also Tuesday at Flemington.
Thank you very much.
Clayton Douglas there with his thoughts on Prince of Mursica, who resumes today amongst other things. Peninsula Cup Day at Mornington today. Track rating is a good 4. Joining me to preview the card as always on a Sunday morning, Harry White. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
A few scratchings throughout the program today with the quantity of racing on in Victoria at the moment. A few shorties through the early part of the day. I think there's a few of them that are short that don't deserve to be that short.
I tend to agree with that. And, yeah, definitely also agree. Probably the back end of the card's more appealing from a betting point of view, but we'll see if we can get a few favourites beaten.
First event is a staying event over the 2,400 metres. It's a maiden, a race full of scratchings, only the small field to contest. 3, 4 and 7 come out. Bo Murdens picks up the ride on Astonishing, number 6, the favourite. Sheridan Clark goes on to number 8, Sabre Athena. Astonishing $1.40, Bullerock Boy $4.20, Sabre Athena $7.50, Ambush at 11, Main Deck at $34. I don't like tipping $1.40 jobs, Harry, but process of elimination says this one probably has to win.
Yeah, look, don't want to be a negative Nancy, but it's a really lacklustre start to the day. It might be, I don't know, 1 o'clock power nap time or something like that. especially, yeah, Fear the X comes out, so Plan B, Astonishing, looks the clear pick now, let it track and trip, found one better, but was beaten a long way. His run prior in the Superimposed was sound. Bullerook Boy just looks a lock for second place. Sabre Athena and Ambusher get a mention because, well, I have to. 6-2-8-1.
6-2, 8-1 from Harry, 6-2, 8-1 from myself. Astonishing, yeah, he gets left on top. He was well beaten into second money last time. He wasn't bad in the superimpose, but he's the one that's left with top billing. Bullerook Boy steps up in trip. He wasn't bad at St Arnett last week. 8 Sabre Athena, Sheridan Clark takes the 4 kilos off, gets it right down in the weights, and then Ambusher, 6-2, 8-3. Best we move on to race number 2. Once again, we go over the 2400 metres. It's a benchmark 58. Scratchings from this event are 1, 4, and 11. Tiger Tide, $1.65. Heartland Raider, $5.50 with Pride of Kinross. Overboard, $9.50. Dabawi Prince at 10, 17 for Irish Pardon, Harry.
Yeah, Tiger justified that short quote. It was a dominant win at track and trip last time, albeit in a pretty weak maiden field. 3 minor money finishes prior, however, well, they were all full of merit. The form through those is stacked up fairly well. Gives the impression he can win again. I think the market reflects that. Excuse me. Heartland Raider grinded away well enough after peeling wide from back last time out. Back in grade, up in trip, should suit now. Dubarry Prince, I think, can run a cheeky race if they utilise the inside draw and go forward. And then I've put Overboard in as next best, 7-5-2-3.
7-5-2-3. I'm happy to go with one of Harry's that he said each way. Dabawi Prince going on top for mine. He got held up at about the 6.50 at Mornington on wet ground. Didn't really suit him. Got to the line well on that occasion. Step out in trip third up. Looks encouraging. And at $10.240, more than happy to back him each way in comparison to Tiger Tiger, who is going to run favourite. He beat most of them that are going around in the first race last time out. Beat them comfortably, but it did take him 15 starts to break his maiden. In for third, we're heading the way of number 3, Overboard, who's at second up from a break, resumed here over 2,000 metres behind Suppression, was okay on speed, will be fitter for that effort, the former Kiwi, and then number 8, Pride of Kinross, 2, 7, 3, and 8 for mine in race number 2. Third event on the program, maiden over the 1,000 metres for the 3-year-olds and up. 3 and 11 come out of this. Unflinching is the favourite at $2.25. Dollar Chaser, $3.20. Viking Rebel, $8.50. $9 Power Crunch. Kentucky Lemonade, $13. Spirit of Giving, a $14 chance.
I'm happy to back one at odds here. I thought the recent jump out of Power Crunch was quite good, and I'm convinced there's ability there. He was way too keen when Blinkers went on prior to a spell, so I'm forgiving of that. Blinkers come off here. Run prior at Pakenham was solid. He has to go forward from a tricky draw and put himself into the race. That happens, I think he can prove competitive. Unflinching, shown good ability at the jump outs, is deservedly in the market based on those efforts. Dollar Chaser and Kentucky Lemonade, I think they're the other key chances. They were both dual acceptors and have opted to come to this race, so look suitably placed. 7-9-5-6.
7-9-5-6 from Harry. I'm with $5 Chaser. Tongue Tie goes on today. Last two have been solid. He took cover at Cranbourne second up and was just nabbed late and then led them up last time out. My Yankee Girl just overpowered him in the last little bit. If he can get up on speed or just behind, I think he's going to be very, very close to winning. Unflinching goes in for second. Worked away well in a recent jump out. It was just a fraction keen in that jump out, though. The only thing that concerns me going to the race his first time, does has the crossover noseband on to try and negate that. 7 Power Crunch, agree with Harry, his jump out in preparation for this was really solid. He's got the wide draw to overcome, and then 2 Spirit of Giving is first up from a break, jumped out nicely at Pakenham recently. 5, 9, 7, and 2 in race number 3. On to race number 4 on the program. This is a maiden over 1200 metres. Scratchings here are 2, 6, 9, and 12. Design Portrait is now Lewis German. Picks up the ride on number 3. Tab Fixed Odds favourite Bankroll, $1.55. Banderas, $5.50. Smoke and Toff, $5.50. Kaikuyu at $9.50. Black Zeus at $13. Little Max, a $16 chance.
Yeah, look, if you were going to sort of dive into a shorty of the day or a multi-anchor compared to those two earlier in the card, Bankroll's probably the one. Went around odds on at track and trip on debut. Despite finding one better, I thought there was merit in the run. Fitter now, he'll roll forward from a wide draw. Should prove hard to beat now, having had that benefit of race day experience. Smoke and Toff and Kicker, you, whatever it says, have both shown ability at the trials. Wouldn't surprise to be in the finish. And then Banderas in for fourth. Was luckless when resuming here. I think he can prove competitive second up. 7-5, 10-1.
7-5, 10-1 from Harry. I'm happy to back Kaikuyu each way here. Number 10, Trollope Moe. He was a bit wayward, but I thought he was pretty good without the visor that goes on today. Draws well. He showed enough there that he could be filling a top three position. 7 goes in for second bankroll. Was a good chase on Debuy. Probably just needed some room a little bit earlier. He easily beat the rest in running second. 1 Banderas goes in for third. Got a long way back fresh and found the line nice. And then number 5, Smoke and Top, was a solid trial on the speed at Moe. 10 each way to beat 7, 1 and 5 in race number 4. Fifth event on the program is for the 3-year-old fillies. It's a maiden over 1,200 metres. Stack of scratchings in this one. Runners coming out of 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10 and 13. Zarina Bay, 2.40. Order of Glory, 4.20. Dream Witness, 5. Sweet Ginger, 6. $9. Sugar Pop, Harry.
I will go with Order of Glory. Ran on quite well after being slowly away on debut, and I think can derive benefit from that. Might also prove advantageous being on firmer footing because he went around on a heavy deck. Zarina Bay went around as favourite here, beat all bar a cricket score odds winner. She'll go forward, so gets her chance. Just happy to take on at the price. Dream Witness has been jumping out well, and Sweet Ginger looked okay in a Moe trial as well. So next best, 8, 14, 1 and 12.
8, 14, 1 and 12. From Harry on with number 8 as well, Order of Glory. Pretty good chase on what was a really wet track there at Pakenham on Debuy. Charged through the line nicely, has a better draw on this occasion. I think she might end up a little bit closer to the speed, and she'll be finishing off well. 14, Zarina Bay in for second, only grabbed late second up here at Mornington, ran into Extreme Warrior in the run prior to that. 1, Dream Witness, resumes, was a nice jump out on the speed at Cranbourne, and then 2, Face the Jury, was a good effort on that really wet track at Pakenham, come through the same race as the top tip, number 8, Order of Glory. 8, 14, 1 and 2 for mine in race number 5. Race number 6, 1,000 metre benchmark 64. Scratchings here are 5, 6, 10 and 13. Josh Richards on to 3, McDee on to 14. Prince of Mersica is the favourite at 360, Sir Freddy 390, $4 Big Apple 750, Rising Sphere. Arrant's on the back up from Bendigo on Wednesday, $7.50, Harry.
I thought the recent jump out of Big Apple was quite good, and he maps for a fairly easy time up front. So he gets the nod for top spot. Was $6 this morning into 4, so that's positive. Can see the form through his run prior to a spell hasn't stacked up, but it was a fairly effortless win from him to my eye. I think he should prove hard to run down over 1,000 metres. Prince of Mercia won a maiden first up at Track and Trip, as you touched on with Clayton, was proved competitive in a benchmark 64, a couple of those thereafter. Where he gets to from the low draw, I think, could be the key to his chances. Sir Freddy was a dominant debut maiden winner at a price, could measure up, and Ultra Smart has jumped out well, generally one runs well fresh, so at a price goes into the quaddy. 9, 4, 7, 12.
9, 4, 7 and 12 from Harry on with number 4, Prince of Mersica, resumes. Good jump out, 1,000 metre fresh winner last preparation at the course and distance, beating a fast horse in Rattle and Bang. Seems to have trialled up well enough to suggest that he can win again. Big Apple had a little break off the Wangaratta win, has jumped out nicely since. Number 1, Rising Sphere, goes in for third. Was chasing 3 in a row at Moonee Valley last time. Set behind a really fast tempo. He's okay coming back to this 64 race. And then Sir Freddy ploughed through that really wet track at Pakenham there a couple of weeks ago. He goes in for fourth, 4, 9, 1 and 7 in race number 6. Race number 7 on the card. This is a benchmark 64 over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 2, 5, 6, 9 and 10. Jamie Mott picks up the ride on 16, Sovereign Legend. Toys on Fire is the tab, fixed odds favourite at 290. Chartres at 340. Starlight Scope at 650. Orlando Grove at 750. Thunder Pace 950. It's hot. A $13 chance.
Yeah, I agree with the market, Brendan. The form through the last run of Toys on Fire, prior to a fresh end, has subsequently stacked up well since, with both the winner and second place getter both winning since. She herself was the dominant winner the start prior, albeit in weaker grade. I just think she looks nicely placed in this field. As does Local Hope, Chartres resumes off a solid jump out. The race she won prior to a spell has provided multiple subsequent winners. Starlight Scope, who resumes in for third now, is scratching. She's had a few excuses in her runs at the back end of last prep, but there is ability there, and then Orlando Grove goes in as next best. 7, 11, 13, 12.
7, 11, 13 and 12 from Harry. I'm with 7 as well. Toys on Fire, bolted in fresh at Ballarat on the synthetic. Worked on the speed at Bendigo, formed pretty good. Flying Mascot beaten 1.9. We've seen what she's gone on to do prior to, since that run. She goes up a kilo from that run in 70 grade to come back in grade here. She'll be up close to the speed. I think she'll take a power of beating. Chartres goes in for second. Solid jump out in preparation for her return. Number 13 in for third, and that's Starlight Scope, and then out to number 8, Queen Annabelle, 7, 11, 13 and 8, but pretty keen on Toys on Fire in race number 7. Race number 8 is the feature event, the Peninsula Cup. It's a benchmark 90 over 1,600 metres, 2 scratchings, 3 mystery shot, 5 silent command come out. Imperial Lad's a short price favourite, $1.55. Love Sensation, $5.50. Don't Doubt Dory, $6.50. Global Gift, $7.50. Wycliffe at 11. A new choice is the roughy of the field at $26, Harry.
I'll take on the favourite because of the price, Brendan. Love Sensation looks well placed to my eye. We can, as I said, get a price about her. She hit the line well at Geelong last start after a forgive-and-forget job 2 back in stakes company. Maps well. One slight knock is the fact she hasn't won for a while, but her efforts in numerous stakes races supersede that fact. Imperial Lad on the relatively quick backup after a dominant win at the Valley. You go straight to the front. I'm just thinking, is there some sort of query at the very back end of the race which makes him vulnerable at the short price? Don't Doubt Dory looks to be the other key winning chance. Then maybe Global Gift. 6-2-1-7.
6-2-1-7 from Harry. I think Imperial Lad is the one that will be winning this. Draws well, will find the lead. Jared Fry, John Maloney, having a really good record with these on-speed horses at the moment. He'll meander around the first bit, ramp it up from about the 600, and I think they'll find it hard to run him down. If he does overdo it, and there's one that might catch him, it might be number 4, Wycliffe. He's jumped out okay in preparation for this at Geelong recently. He's got a lightweight on his back. He's much better over further, but he did run an okay race fresh over 1,400 behind Fighting Arada back in March of this year. 6, Love Sensation, has a good drop in the weight coming through the Legend of Zorro race on Geelong Cup Day, and then 8, New Choice, who also comes through that race. 2, 4, 6, and 8 playing the even numbers in race number 8 on the card. On to race number 9. This is a benchmark 64, 1,600 the trip. Scratchings from this event are runners 5, 8 and 14. The tab fixed odds favourite here in the last is Think Winning at $2.70. Confrontational $4.80. Queen Adele $7.50. Kymia $9. Our Little Ripper $9.50. Galactic Express at $14. Almighty Will $14 with Capodanno. How are we coming home, a winner, Harry?
Hopefully with Confrontational. Brendan looks third up and ready to fire over the mile after 2 solid runs this prep so far over 1,400 metres. I'm hoping the plan is to utilise a good draw and race better than midfield. If that's the case, I think he's right in the finish when it matters. Think Winning can go on with it now after a last start win. The form around him reads well for this. Queen Adele, second up, goes into the mix. I'm just wondering if she maybe wants further now. And then Galactic Express, I've got in as next best with Josh Richards claiming 1.5. 3-7-9-4.
3-7-9-4 from Harry. On with 3, Confrontational as well. Good effort second up at Geelong at 1,400. Much better suited going to 1,600. He was just squeezed out late there in that run at Geelong. Probably beaten a little bit further than he was likely to be. I think the draw's ideal for him. He's going to take a fair bit of beating, you would expect. Think Winning, number 7, goes in for second. Solid effort after a good run here last time behind Testa Rock, who has seen run well in stakes grade since. 4, Galactic Express, comes back onto some dry ground, and then number 9, which is Queen Adele. 3-7-4-9 for mine in the final event on the program. Harry, your best value, quarter, and play of the day for Peninsula Cup Day at Mornington.
I make my best race 6, number 9, Big Apple. Value race 3, number 7, Power Crunch. Quarter, first leg 4-7-9-12. Trim up the second leg with numbers 7 and 11 only. Third leg 1-2-6, and we'll trim up the last leg with 3 and 7. Play of the day, I'll have an all up. Race 7, number 7, Toys on Fire, into race 9, number 3, Confrontational.
Oh, same play of the day there, Harry. Give them strength.
Oh, this is cheeky. RSN listeners, get it on. Get it on now before the price is gone.
Best of luck today, Harry.
Same to you, Brendan.
My best race 7, number 7, Toys on Fire. The value in race 4, number 10, Kaikuyu, I think, can run a nice race on debut for the quaddie. First leg 1, 4, 7 and 9. Second leg 7 and 11. Third leg 2, 4, 6. Bring it home 3, 4, 7 and 9. Play of the day, carbon copy of Harry. Race 7, number 7, Toys on Fire. Race 3, number 3, Confrontational. Best of luck to Michael Falgate amongst the owners of Confrontational, running in the final event at Mornington today. We're off to a break on Sunday Central. We're coming back for a look at Cup Day at Mortlake with Trav Noonan.